Hey, yo, yo, yo. You listen to the Half Right Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Half Right Podcast. You are joined by our trio, our broadcasting team. I'm Lakia. Fonz is with us. Max is back. How is everyone? Come on, guys. It's the WrestleMania Super Show. How are you guys doing?
I'm just in total shock that Max stopped ducking smoke and showed up. You know, we haven't seen him on our platform in a while, so I'm happy he decided to come back and not run from predictions. Because last time, he couldn't even be here to make them himself. So, you know, I'm a little in shock that Max decided to stop running.
Oh my God. It's the dramatics.
Finally, Max Power has come back to the Half Right Podcast. Did you guys miss me?
Boom!
It doesn't matter if you miss me. Do you smell what Max Powers is cooking?
Well,
you jabroni, you think I was ducking smoke from you? The last time I checked, I won the prediction. So you can take your controller, shine that sumbitch up very nice, turn it sideways, and stick it up your candy ass!
That is a horrible impersonation. Horrible. How's that? Terrible.
Energy, nigga. That's perfect.
Not very good.
I'm about to sue me how great I was. I'm about to play him in a biopic. Fuck. TV show, they look like him. Okay, but I sound like
interesting.
All right, we're gonna keep you back there. Wow, all right, so it is our WrestleMania Super Show. Max has brought the energy, thank you very much. It was much needed. So, the order of events of how WrestleMania weekend is going to be happening, we have Friday, SmackDown, and Hall of Fame. Saturday, NXT, Stand and Deliver, plus WrestleMania Night 1. And then Sunday, we have WrestleMania Night 2. So we're going to give our predictions across the board. Who gets a prize if they're right? What's the prize?
Man, we ain't do prizes.
Alfonso, you get a free shot if you're right. Completely right. Totally right. Free shot.
Okay, that's cool.
You're right. Your Giants are going to win the Super Bowl. How about that?
I hope so.
No, I don't hope. Shouts out to Daniel Jones, about to be the best quarterback of the year. Shmighties.
All right. So we don't know what's going to happen.
Rams fans.
That's okay. Diamonds, we just listen. Our diamonds.
That's great. You keep your two rings over here. You keep your four rings over there. Wait, I'm going to keep my six rings over here.
WrestleMania is the only exciting thing that's going to be happening in SoFi Stadium for the foreseeable future.
Well, duh, because our season's over right now. So I get that, though.
And when your season starts, it'll be over. When your season starts, it'll be over before it starts again.
That's okay. You and me will be on the couch. Lakia,
let's get started.
All right, back to with your corner.
The Steelers are for sure going to be on the couch before all of
you. You are not going to taunt me. You stay over there. All right. So, Friday, the go home show. What did you think of Raw, Fonz? Did you enjoy it?
I mean, I think it was good. I like Cody being solo. A lot of people are mad about that. Like, oh, they should have kept Solo looking strong, but I'm like, Solo lost a match to one half of the WrestleMania main event. I would have been angry if Cody lost that match. Cody needed to win that match. He did win that match. It was a competitive match, and Solo doesn't lose anything losing to a competitor of Cody's caliber. And I feel like Cody, that's a big win for him going into Mania. And I actually liked it. Like, when I was listening to people talk about who should beat Solo, I was like, you know what? I think Cody should beat Solo on his way to Mania. And that's what happened. I like the Brock and Omos segment. If we could have 5 minutes of that at Mania, I think the match would be very good. It's either the Brock-Omos match that we'll talk about later is either going to be really good or really bad. And if they can keep that pace that they had on Monday night during the weigh-in, it'll be really good. I'm excited for all the matches that we'll talk about. But for a go-home show, I think, the show was well put together. Wasn't the best go-home show ever, but I'd give it on a scale of 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give it a 3.5.
That's what I would give it to. Any thoughts
some
on
good,
that?
Nothing, you know, crazy. But it was a good show. Very good.
So on the go home show for SmackDown, we can expect to see Roman Reigns going and facing off against Cody Rhodes again. I'm sure that the Usos and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens will pop up as well. Probably see something of Charlotte and Rhea. I'm surprised that Bianca and Asuka weren't physically on Raw.
The build for that match has been terrible.
Oh, atrocious. Very much so.
Atrocious.
The only thing that's been working for Charlotte and Rhea is the fact that they have a history. So the story's kind of writing itself. They didn't really have to do much.
If I could say one more thing, I'll go to the grave saying that the match at Mania should have been Bianca versus Rhea.
It should have.
I don't agree with, I love Charlotte. I love Asuka. You could have found other ways to get them both on a card. Shit, you could have had them run it back from their classic at WrestleMania 34. But Bianca and Rhea should have been facing each other at Mania. There's no excuse. There's no, Rhea avenging her loss. She could have done that shit against Charlotte down the road. That's the match that I think we should be getting this weekend. But, we'll talk more about that.
All right. So let's congrats this year's Hall of Fame inductees. We have Stacy Keibler, the Great Muta, celebrity inductee Andy Kaufman, Warrior Award recipient Tim White, who was a referee and producer for WWE, and the headliner Rey Mysterio. Should the Hall of Fame class have been bigger? I don't think so, especially because it's going to be right after SmackDown.
I'm all for the Hall of Fame class being a little smaller because what we've seen is they kind of cut the time on these speeches down. And I want, the inductees, we don't need them to talk forever like they used to. But I do think when you're going in the Hall of Fame, you should be allowed at least, a 15 minutes, depending on the inductee. It kind of sounds messed up, but I feel like all the inductees are deserving. What I was going to say was going to sound real sexist. So I'm just going to, everybody deserves the same amount of time to talk. I was going to say Bray deserves, probably more time to talk than Stacy Keibler, but that wouldn't be fair. Give them all a max of 20 minutes to talk. The headliner, in my opinion, should always get a little bit more time to talk.
And that's Ray.
So Ray's the headliner. So if you want to give Stacy Keibler, the Great Muta, Andy Kaufman's family, 15 minutes to talk and give Ray 20 to talk. But, they give Ray as much time as he wants to talk, in my opinion. He's earned that right. He's the headliner of the class. And I like the Hall of Fame class. I don't think it needs to be bigger because I remember those old Hall of Fame shows that were on Saturday and they'd be unbearable to sit through sometimes. I wouldn't want to get through the whole night of watching them. But let's do smaller classes. Everybody who deserves to get in will eventually get in. But, it also makes, in my opinion, the Hall of Fame seem more prestigious if we're not just throwing in 8-9 inductees every year. So I'm cool with the small class.
Max?
He hit everything on the head properly. The people that are not the superstar-studded people shouldn't get like 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Me, I don't watch that shit, so I really don't know. But for sure, the headliners, just like in comedy, the headliners should always get more time. The open acts should be just getting like 5 to 10 minutes. The closer you get to the main person, the person that's right under and gets a little bit longer. And just like boxing too, the first boxer gets like 6 rounds. As more you go up, that's where you get more rounds. So shouts out to everybody getting it. Ray deserves it. I would love to hear what he's going to talk about from him. Was he from Puerto Rico or Mexico? Mexico, right?
Mexico.
Yeah, so he's gonna talk about those times and everything. So it's going to be pretty interesting. So I'm glad they see it and hear it.
All right. Are you guys ready for the NXT Stand and Deliver predictions?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for them.
All right. So I'm going to say the match. And you're just going to give your prediction. It's pretty cut and dry.
Pretty cut and dry. Pretty cut and dry for NXT. I got
pretty cut and dry for NXT. Yep. Save your commentary for the main roster. Okay. The unsanctioned match. Johnny Gargano versus Grayson Waller. Fonz, who you got?
Grayson.
Ooh, Max.
I was just about to say Grayson, and I'm going with Gargano.
I'm going to give it to Grayson because I don't think that Johnny needs this match.
He doesn't, but I just don't want to agree with Fonzie, so.
Okay.
But Waller was my real decision, but I'm just going against you for this one.
Okay. Winner gets control of Chase U. We have the Schism, which includes The Rock's daughter, Ava Rain. This is going to be her first televised match, taking on Chase U, who's teaming up with Taylor Bate. Fonz, who you got?
I'm going to go with Schism because it just seems like they love giving heel factions control over babyface's shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go then.
What you got?
I think Fonz has to go after me. Because it's not fair. And I'm not going to go
I'll
with Chase
you. First next time. Nah, who are you going with?
I'm not going with Chase U. I believe that they're going to, not the team is going to win. And what's his name? Is going to sabotage Chase U.
Oh, the one. I forgot his name.
I don't care what his name is, but he's going to sabotage them.
So, I know who you're talking about.
So that's why I picked them.
All right. NXT Women's Tag Team Championship match. The champions, Kiana James and Fallon Henley, taking on Isla Dawn and Alba Fire. Max, go first. Okay. Are you going with the champs or those girls that are like, they were like in the dark and stuff? Like, she had an accent. I'm going to take you out. You know?
Shit, what was it? The tag team or the regular?
Yeah, tag team.
Oh. I don't know. I didn't really care.
See, I have my prediction already.
All right, Fonz, what is it?
I'm going to go with Dawn and Fire.
Okay.
The challengers on this one.
Challengers. Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember that match.
Who are you picking?
I don't remember.
Just pick somebody.
Just give me the year. Who are they?
The girls that are with the guys that are in the tag team. They're like the...
The champs? I'm going with the champs.
Okay, you're going with the
champs. I remember the champs. Yeah. Okay. They're strong.
Okay. All right, I'm going with the challengers. We have the men's tag team championship match, Gallus versus the Creed brothers. The Creed brothers are the ones that are always with the women's tag champs.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tony D'Angelo and Stax, which I really do like that tag team pairing that they put together. Fonz, who do you have?
I'm going to go with the champions to retain.
Ooh.
They won the belt not too long ago. This one's one of the ones that I'm probably most unsure about. So, but I'll go with the champs.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the ones that was with the two girls.
Okay, you're going with the Creed brothers.
Yeah, I think they're going to win. They're just everybody have a title that's like old school WWE.
And I'm going to be the oddball, and I'm going to go with the new tag team pairing that I like. So I'm going to go with D'Angelo and Stax. Even though I think Fonz is right on this one.
He's not even sure.
Gallus retaining. Sure, but it should be a good match nonetheless. All right, then we have the NXT North American Championship match. Wesley the champ taking on Dragon Lee, no relation, versus Axiom, JD McDonagh, and Elijah Dragunov. Fonz.
I'm going Dragon Lee.
Dragon, ooh.
I mean, he's the new signing. I don't know how, you know, I think I read this somewhere. He's like the highest paid NXT superstar.
Wow.
So, you know, he's electric from what I've seen and watching him. And I think they're going to put the strap on him. I think this is one of my slam dunk picks. I'm really confident in it, which means it might not happen, but I'm going with Dragon Lee. And I think this match is going to be very good.
Is this a ladder match?
No, I wish it was. I wish they would have gave them the ladders, but you know, I'm okay and excited that they'll give the women a chance to shine.
Okay.
Max. Going with the champ.
Okay.
Shouts out to the new guy, but I don't think it's his time to shine yet. Most likely when my other prediction, we'll say that later, but once Ron drops his title, I guess he will go try to fight for that one. Since he's the highest paid, you should go after the highest title. That's what I think. So I'm still sticking with my champ.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm going to go with Wes, because Wes has been a fighting and defending champion, and he's been doing a great job. So just because of that, I'm going to give the champ the dub on that one. All right, two more matches. We have the women's NXT Women's Championship ladder match. The champion, Roxanne Perez, will be facing off against Zoe Stark, Gigi Dolin, Tiffany Stratton, Lyra Valkyria, and Indy Hartwell. Who do you got, Fonz?
I'm going with the champ, Roxanne Perez, to retain her strap.
Max.
What's that? Shit, it's kind of hard.
It is a tough one.
Because it's like the champ just came back on some weird shit today or yesterday. So it's we don't know what happened to her. What's that black girl, the light-skinned one with the blonde hair?
Oh, you're talking about... Oh.
She's on it. Point is...
The light-skinned girl with the... Zoe Stark?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, the strong one.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's either her... I'm going to go with her.
You're going to go with Zoe Stark. Okay.
Just because the champ, I think she's supposed to lose the title. So let's see. I might be wrong. This is pretty hard. Six people? Sorry.
I feel like this match was kind of thrown together. And I'm going to say that the champ retains. I'm going with Roxanne Perez. All right. And then for what is more than likely going to be the main event, the NXT Championship match, Bron Breakker versus I Am Who, Carmelo Hayes. All right, Max, go ahead.
Yes, Ron Breakker is going to drop his title and go to the main roster.
Ooh, so you're saying you're going with Carmelo?
For sure. And I watched him wrestle in real life. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, he was in the dark match when Raw that time.
What's that fucking nigga from Hurt Business?
Oh, Shelton?
No, not
Cedric.
Cedric, yeah, that was a cool match.
All right, Fonz, who you got?
I'm gonna agree with Max on this one. Bron's been holding that NXT strap down for over a year. I know he dropped it, lost to Dolph, but it's pretty much been like over a year, and I think it's time for him to move on to the main roster. Carmelo will win and Bron will move up.
I'm going with Carmelo on this one because I think that it's going to be easier to transition Bron to the main roster right now than it would be with Carmelo, even though Carmelo's been doing dark matches. Yes, Bron did lose last year versus Dolph Ziggler, but I think it's time for him to move on. And Carmelo has been doing a phenomenal job in the ring, on the mic. Bron can segue on to the main roster, and I think he has a better chance right now than Carmelo. Could see Bron doing something with Austin Theory, actually.
I think we should keep those two away from each other.
Really?
They're both young. That could be a big match down the line, in my opinion.
All right, fair enough. All right, WrestleMania 39 predictions. If you have commentary, you cannot go over a minute and a half. We're going to be doing non-title matches and then title matches. We already know the main event will be the last match. Are you ready?
Yep.
Who would like to go first?
We could always switch it up. That's fine with me.
Okay. We're going to start off with the matches that I think are going to be the pre-show matches, which are
there
the tag team
pre-show.
There is a pre-show.
There's a pre-show, but I don't... When have you ever... When's the last time you've seen a match on a pre-show, Lakia? They didn't do it last year, and they didn't do it
the rest of the game. That's even worse. Yeah. They're starting this show at 6 o'clock.
God damn.
Pre-show starts at 6. The show doesn't start until 8, and there's not going to be one match in there?
No, there's going to be a pre-match.
Because they've usually been saving the pre-show for 7 o'clock.
Yeah, nah, because I think the year ago, the pre-show was the Usos. They just threw them niggas in there, right?
What? Nah, the Usos
were on the main card. They were in the beginning, and they were on night one.
Oh, I thought that was like a pre-show they put them.
No.
Was it Street Profits? It was some tag team they just...
I think that there's still going to be a pre-show because it's starting at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
I don't think so. I'll bet money on it. It won't be a pre-show.
See, now you can put something on it. That sounds pretty good. What you going to put on it?
$2. What do you put on it? You said $2?
$2?
$10.
Ooh. Look at him making it rain.
I'm not putting $10 on a freaking tag team showcase that I don't give two shits about.
It's not a tag team showcase. It's
That's literally what they're calling it. It's called a tag team showcase.
Oh.
It's literally what they called it.
They should have the Andre the Giant shit there, you know what I mean?
I
really don't like how they took the Andre the Giant or the Women's Battle Royal.
I don't like that either.
I feel like it got everybody on the card. It didn't take up much time.
And it was a great filler match.
Yeah, and it was the first Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania 30 was done perfectly.
They don't take these people seriously. So anyway, let's do the guys first. We're going to have Braun Strowman and Ricochet taking on Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus Viking Raiders. Fonz.
Unfortunately, I could care less about this match. I'm happy they're all getting on the card. I'm happy the Street Profits, Viking Raiders, Braun, Ricochet, all of them. I'm going to go with the Street Profits just for a feel-good, happy Mania moment. The match is going to slap, though. I really feel like the match is going to be really good. But I could give them two shits about the story. It's a tag team showcase with no stakes. Make it where the winners get a shot at the title.
Automatic.
Make these number one contender matches. I mean, you're literally giving a tag team showcase with no stakes. And I don't really like that. But I'll go Street Profits just for its Mania, a feel-good moment.
Next.
I'm going with, what's his name? Ricochet and
ooh.
Those are my people because they're new couples. And the second team that I will see will win is Vikings. Street Profit, yeah, I already won a lot of moments. So these are the two people that I see win, but for sure, Ricochet.
I like your pick because I was torn on that one too.
I'm going with the Viking Raiders.
I like that one as well.
Just because they're powerhouses. Yeah. So I'm going to go with the Viking Raiders. And poor Gable and what's his name? Otis. They trying to put Otis a part of the Maximale model. Lord Jesus. All right. Next up for the women's Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Match, Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan versus Natalya and Shotzi. Versus annoying ass Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus the Karens, Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville. Bonds.
I'm going Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. I don't really see any other team that could win this match. And Ronda Rousey took a step back this year's WrestleMania because of her injury, obviously, that she was dealing with. But you got Ronda in this match. Ronda and Shayna are going to win this. I'm pretty sure about this pick. It'd be nice to be surprised, but I'm going with Ronda and Shayna.
All right, Max.
Who I have? I was going to say Ronda. I'm a little torn. I think I'm more of a guy that's into the face. That's what it seems like today. Because Rodriguez and what's her name?
Liv Morgan.
Liv. It's hard. It's like 48-52 with between those two. I'm going to go with Rodriguez. Because Ronda been here before. And there's no stakes to this. So Ronda doesn't give a fuck. So she can give this W to them. You know what I mean? See upcoming people, so that's why I picked them.
I'm gonna go with Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler.
That's some haters, that's why. That's some haters.
Let me finish. I think that Ronda is gonna push the agenda that she won the tag team showcase and how it was stupid that she would even have to be in a match like that to get a tag team contendership opportunity, whatever. So I think that we're gonna see her going against Lita and Becky. Down the line, we already know that Lita. We already know that Becky and Ronda, have history. I do want them to stop disrespecting Shayna Baszler, though, and let her come out to her own music when she has one-on-one matches, not Ronda's. Because then y'all play Shayna's music at the end of the match. Let that woman come out to her own music. But I'm going with Ronda and Shayna for this one.
Yes.
All right. Next up.
I feel like they'll be the next champs. I just want to
say that.
But this doesn't get them closer to being the
I just told you how they're gonna play it.
Yeah, look, I like what Kia's reasoning.
That's Ronda already bullied herself into this match. She didn't qualify. She said, guess what? We're in the match. We beat all y'all asses.
I get that perspective, but I just started realizing the WWE sometimes they be tricking us.
But I think that having Ronda and Shayna as tag team champions and giving them a real run, especially because Shayna, when she was with Nia, it was all right. I think that because the chemistry that these two have, I think that it could be the start of bringing legitimacy to the tag division.
I'm not taking that away. I believe in the future they will be those powerhouses. Those two factors, especially that little girl from NXT that I said that looks like Ronda Rousey's daughter with the fucking braids.
She was a part of the Roderick Strong group.
Yeah, her. If they bring all three, that'd be amazing. But what I'm saying is they don't need this match. They gonna find their way to go get the tag team titles. That's all we can all agree upon.
Ronda Rousey's not going to WrestleMania to lose last year and to lose again this year. Ronda's coming out on top.
Okay. Let's see.
Brock Lesnar versus Omos. Fonz.
I'm going to go, like I said, I'm excited for this match. It's either going to be really good or really bad. The biggest purpose of this match is the biggest purpose of last year's match. Like I said, during that prediction show, we wanted to see Bobby take Omos off his feet. And now I want to see Brock Lesnar F5 Omos. So I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar for a Mania win.
Mm.
Similar to Ronda Rousey, in my opinion, and how he lost at last year's Mania, and this match is kind of a step down for him as well. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to go with Brock.
Okay.
I just thought of this at this quick-ass moment, but this could be in the middle. In the sense of Brock is strong, but not that strong to pick up Omos and do an F5. So this is going to be a whole bunch of spears. Like, it's going to be a whole bunch of groundwork. Can Omos win? He possibly could, but I think there's like a 2% chance that Bobby Lashley could come out or the Hurt Business and then reunite here. So that could possibly be Omos winning. So Omos is my pick.
Okay. Fonz mentioned a great point about Ronda Rousey and Brock Lesnar and where they were last year versus this year. It could look like a downgrade because they were both in championship matches last year, Brock Lesnar main eventing, but I don't think that Brock is going to win because he's about to sail off into the sunset. You know, Brock just comes back whenever he feels like it. I don't think Brock needs this win. And Brock is a fair player at times where he just is going to put the guy over. And we haven't seen much of Omos. And I think that Omos could use a win. We already know who Brock Lesnar is.
A huge win.
I agree.
Omos needs a little bit more legitimacy under his belt.
Brock, like you said, Brock doesn't need the win, but Brock not needing a win has never been reason before not to give him one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But for Brock to have chose this match over fighting Bray Wyatt, I think that Omos is going to win. So that's my pick.
Because, you know, for Omos to win a big dominant dude like this shows people like, oh, shit, this is someone to be afraid of, someone to fuck with. So, like I said, Omos. But I believe the Hurt Business should come back here on the grandest stage.
All right, I'm going to put that down. You want the Hurt Business reunion.
I've been wanting them to come back.
I know, but I'm saying you're saying it's going to happen at Mania. Because what else is Bobby doing? All right, next up. Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio. Father versus son. I've been waiting for this match. Everybody talking about the bloodline. That's the story. This story has been cooking, okay? And it's been getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Dominic has been doing a great job as a heel. When you are annoying the hell out of people and they just frown every time they see you on the screen, you're doing your job as a heel. So, Fonz, who you got? Big Mysterio, Jefe, or the son? Ex-Condom.
I don't think Ray's retiring anytime soon. And, well, you know, maybe, I don't believe he's going to retire after this Mania. And the way the story has been, Ray's been getting bitched by Dominic at every turn. What every fan wants to see at WrestleMania is Dominic get his ass whooped like majority of America would get for talking to our fathers and our parents that way. So I feel like at Mania, we'll get a feel-good moment. I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio to beat his son's ass like he should have done a while ago.
All right. I'm going to go next on this one. I totally agree with you. I'm going with Rey Mysterio. Y'all are not going to put this man in the Hall of Fame and then have him lose at WrestleMania.
His bratty ass. The disrespect.
He snatched the mic out of his mama's hand and told her to shut up.
And Ray, that's when
he snapped. He said, don't talk to your mother like that. That's my wife. Because above all else, that's what she was for. That was his wife. So he's going to defend her. So I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio. But everyone in Judgment Day has a match at Mania, except for Damian Priest.
So Damian will be with him, yeah.
Expect for Damian to be in Dominic's corner causing a ruckus, but I expect Legado del Fantasma to come out and even the score and give Ray that heartfelt win. So I'm still going with Ray. Who you got, Max?
This is hard. To me, this is like a 50-50. It was 51-49, but it just changed to 50-50. I get y'all point, everybody, you know, can agree that Ray should win because he just got inducted to the Hall of Fame. But this can give that ultimate heel that Dominic needs to push, like, as his own man. And then on top of being his own man, the ultimate heel. You took your father out on the grandest stage. Would he get help from Damian Priest? Probably. So this is why I for sure think that Dominic should win this. Ray could win because of this, the reasons I gave, but I have to go with Dominic.
That's a great prediction. It's a great prediction. But because I just want to see Dominic get his ass beat, I'ma still go with Rey Mysterio.
But that would show Dominic's weak, and it's like we shouldn't respect him.
Dominic is a joke. No one takes him seriously.
He went to jail.
Shut up.
He was with the Vatos and the Hongs.
Shut up. No one he takes
it. You know what? You know what? You know, what? A reason that I said Ray is because we can always get the scenario that me and Lakia want, and down the road, Dom comes and gets his win back and takes his dad out. You know, but I think at Mania, for the reasons me and you said, Lakia, I think Dominic will get the, you know.
This one is hard. That's why I said it's 50-50. So pretty much a lot of these matches,
a lot of these matches are hard, and I like that.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Speaking of Judgment Day, we have Edge versus the Demon Finn Balor in a Hell in a Cell match. This needs to be the end of the feud. I don't want to see them fight anymore. What better way to end it? I've been saying this for multiple predictions. This is going to be the last one. This is going to be the last one. This is going to be the last one. But it shouldn't be no interference in this one. So, who you got, Max?
The Demon versus Edge. I'm just going to go with the Demon because it's kind of hard. It's like we predicted Edge to kill these niggas and then disappear. But he keeps coming back. So I was like, listen, the Demon just came out. I think the Demon should win because when's the last time we've seen him? When you bring a certain energy like that out, it has to win.
There's been a reason we haven't seen him. Fun.
On this one, I'm going to agree with Max, unfortunately. I'm going to go with the Demon. The Demon needs this win more. Like, this would be such a big win for Finn at Mania to beat Edge, and I feel like Finn will get the win. Finn will get the win, close this chapter on the rivalry. Like, I remember mentioning the whole time along, I'm like, they're going to end it at Mania. They wanted to do this at Royal Rumble, but, you know, Mania is a good place. I also saw on the internet that the original Hell in a Cell is being brought back.
Yep.
So it won't be a red cell at Mania, which I'm okay with, because I'm okay if you switch it up. I like both cells, but we haven't seen the original in a while, so
such a Triple H move.
Yeah, I'm happy to see that. The red cell was dope though. I didn't have no issue with it.
I liked it, but Triple H going back to the essence of everything, keeping it simple, yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm definitely going to go with Finn Balor. Finn Balor desperately needs this win, especially because he's coming out as Demon Balor. If you look at the lineage of Finn Balor coming out as Demon King, it was always epic and special. Fast forward to him getting to the main roster, and it just didn't have that same, you know, that same feel to it. When was the last time we saw a Demon? When he fought Roman?
Roman and it was
that weird ass shit? Yeah. That joke? Nah. I gotta give it to him on this one. He needs this win. Edge doesn't need this win. Finn needs to submit Judgment Day. He needs to cement himself as the leader. He needs to banish Edge away. This feud needs to end. He needs to come out on top. He deserves to come out on top. Finn Balor has had a rocky road in WWE on the main roster, and he needs to bring some legitimacy back to Demon King. So I'm going with Finn. We agree across the board.
I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit at all.
Let it go. All right. Now, for the six women tag match, we have Damage Control, the trio of Bayley, Io Sky, Dakota Kai, taking on the trio of Trish Stratus alongside the current women's tag team champions, Lita and Becky Lynch. Also, shout out to the fact that Lita and Trish are Hall of Famers. All right. I'm going to go first on this one. I think Damage Control needs this win desperately. They also, I've also been seeing rumors about Trish Stratus going heel and turning on Becky, which I could see happening. Like, I'm supposed to be the tag team champion.
Others Alito is supposed to turn heel.
No, Trish. Trish turning on, like, one of them, more than likely Becky, because it's like, I'm supposed to be having this with my best friend. I know we all have a good feel-good moment, but Damage Control has kind of been a flop since they came back at SummerSlam. Yes, Io Sky and Dakota Kai won the tag team championships, but what did they really do with it? Becky should have beat Bianca for the championship at one point in time, simply because when you're a faction, you're supposed to have all the gold. Yeah?
Which I said.
But if they're going to circle back and have them go on another run, if Bianca's going to drop this title, whatever else, move them to SmackDown, I don't know what they're going to do. But it has been very lackluster what they've been doing with Damage Control, this run that they've been having. It's not doing anything for me. I think that they need this win at Mania. I think that Bayley and Becky need to just be done. Leave that in the past. And let them go off and do something else, because Becky cut a hell of a promo on Monday Night Raw, and she's right. Dakota Kai and Io Sky look like lackeys. And Io Sky is a former NXT Women's Champion, and when she was in NXT, she was dominant. Bayley is a former NXT Women's Champion. She's a Grand Slam champion, and she does not look serious to me at all. They need some regrouping. They need some reworking. They need this win. But even though they need this win, I don't think the Hall of Famers are back to lose. I don't think they're going to let the women's tag team champions lose. So as much as Damage Control needs the win, I'm going with the champs and Trish Stratus. Max.
I don't give a fuck about this match. Not 1%. Just because, let's piggyback a little bit off of you for a little bit, how the Damage Control fell short quite a few times. I predicted them to all three of them hold the titles quite a few times, and I lost. So just for that, I don't want them to win this match. That made me look going out sad out here. I didn't want to look out sad, but I had me go out sad. So fuck yeah. Here we go, Trish Stratus and them. And this match is stupid to me. Like, why are bitches fighting? Like, there's no reward for this. It's just pride. Fuck out of here. So, Fonz, who you got?
Let's not call these women bitches. anyway.
You're right.
He has no filter. Please excuse him.
It's a woman appreciative month. I apologize.
We here at the Half Right Podcast do not condone that. Anyway, I agree with everything you said, Lakia. Damage Control has not seemed serious. So I'm going to go against y'all on this one. I'm going to go with Damage Control and a Trish Hill turn.
Okay.
To cost her team the match. Because a Trish Hill turn is coming. I don't know if it'll be at Mania. I'm unsure about this pick, but give me Damage Control.
Oh, that's what I'm about to say. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because like I said, Evan, okay, if this was costing them the title, that's when I would piggyback with whatever Yannick said. But this is just for pride. This is just for, yeah, we beat them. Like, it is too early for her to turn. They only had the title for what, like a month? This is like, did they have it for like a whole two super events? No. It's like the first event's holding the title and they're not going to lose it. Let's say in Backlash, I believe if the tag team titles are on the line, they will lose and Trish will turn heel then. But now it's like it's too early to.
Unless they're trying to build something with Trish and then they have her and Becky at SummerSlam or something. I don't know.
I believe that's the plan.
Okay.
They're going to do Becky, and that they're going to do that at Mania.
Well, this is Mania.
No, they're going to do it at SummerSlam, and then have Lita be the special guest referee.
But they have to still drop the title.
Yeah, they could drop the title.
That's what I'm saying. So
against Ronda and Shayna.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In Backlash.
Oh, you think it's going to happen at Backlash? Yes. You think she's going to turn at Backlash?
They could, yes.
Yeah, I could also see that. I could also see
that's when the scenario Yasser said could possibly.
I could see that happening as well. Just like,
okay, so you're saying that she's gonna turn that backlash. All right, we'll see. Next up, we have Logan Paul versus Seth freaking Rollins. I'm going first again. Seth freaking Rollins all the way. Don't give a shit about Logan Paul. He's annoying as hell. SoFi Stadium is going to light up and sing Seth Rollins' theme. Seth is going to be drippier than ever. And guess what, guys? Logan Paul's contract is up as of WrestleMania. And I would love for him to lose on his birthday because he was born on the joke day.
So wait. So that means, damn, he's been here for a whole year?
He's been here for a year.
He only did like four matches. But you know what? That could have been his contract. So, okay, continue what you say. It's just
so below. He said his contract is up. Could he resign? Of course, sure, why not? Seth Rollins also has me a little weary with my prediction because he said, if I can't beat Logan Paul, I'm a joke. So I'm going to need for him to take this W because Seth does not need to be losing last year to Cody Rhodes and this year to Logan Paul. Logan Paul? Nah, Logan needs to be 0-2 at Mania. So I'm going with Seth freaking Rollins.
Logan won last year.
No, I thought the Mysterios won.
Logan won. That's why the Miz hit him with a skull crushing finale when they were celebrating.
Oh wait, did he?
Yeah.
So wait, did he lose? Did he beat the Miz?
He beat the Miz. His only loss in WWE so far was to Roman.
Oh shit! So he's 2-1. So then, yeah, he could definitely lose. He won last year. Oh, this is cool. It's even better. I thought the Mysterios won. Shit.
You can go after that since you gave us that good.
Snapple
fast. I'm with you, Lakia. Seth Rollins has lost way too many important matches. He's lost way too many feuds. This is wrestling. Winning doesn't always matter, but you can't always fucking lose either. So I'm going to go with Seth to beat Logan. He needs to beat Logan. He needs this win more than Logan. And respect to the business of wrestling, I love Logan Paul. I hope he resigns. I believe that he's been an asset to WWE. But I think Seth needs to take this win because similar to what you said when it comes to Brock, on Monday night, Seth will be there where he's always been. And if he can't beat like Logan Paul's incredible, but his credibility takes a hit. Like, Logan Paul beat the Miz, but Seth Rollins ain't the Miz. You know? He's Seth freaking Rollins. So Seth is going to win. Seth needs to win. That's what I'm picking.
Max?
I'm going with Seth freaking April Fools. I'm going with Logan Paul. Reason why.
Wow.
It's his birthday.
Get out.
It's his birthday. Two, this could have Seth on the shelf for a little bit until probably SummerSlam. Then he comes back. Then he goes against Cody for the title. Mic drop.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that Seth is going to lose against Logan?
Then take a break.
Take a break. Come back and then insert himself in the title picture. You lost at Mania.
No, he's not gonna let's say disappear for like a month or two, then come back and just start kicking ass like Cody did. And then he'd be like, yeah, one shot.
So you're saying it's gonna be a face versus a face? Because currently Seth Rollins is a face.
No, he's gonna turn heel. He's coming back with a vengeance.
He's gonna come back as a heel.
Yes.
Fonz, what are your thoughts?
On that, what he just said.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes much sense. I'm still going with Seth.
Yeah. All right. Championship matches. United States Championship. Austin Theory versus John Cena. I'm going with Austin Theory. And John Cena doesn't give a shit about this match. He doesn't give a shit about it. He's just attacking Austin's character. Austin is the full-time superstar here. John Cena can put someone over. Honestly, this is like a little mini John Cena, except in like a little evil twin version. So I'm going with Austin. Fonz?
Give me Austin. Austin needs it more This could be, you know, a highlight win for Austin. Austin will be there the night after Mania. Cena won't. I'm going to go with Austin.
I'm also going with Austin. It's just like the passing of the torch. Mm. The first youngest USA champ to now the newest youngest USA champ. So it's just the passing of the torch. So for sure, Shawn's going to lose.
All right. Intercontinental Championship, which is going to be a banger. Gunther taking on Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. And Fonte, you got?
Gunther's Intercontinental Championship reign has been amazing. This has still the show potential, the three of them together. I'm up in the air on who can get it. You got Sheamus possibly becoming a Grand Slam champion. He's won everything but that. You got the historic reign of Gunther. You've got Drew. Drew's the, in my opinion, the biggest star in this match. But you know what? You know who I'm gonna go with? I'm gonna go with. I'm torn. Up until 30 seconds ago, I had a different choice.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Sheamus to become a Grand Slam champion.
Oh, he's going with Sheamus. Max, who you got?
I'm going with Gunther to hold the title. I believe some fuck shit is going to happen. Can Sheamus win? I'm more focused on backlash. Every match that I'm saying is going to continue to backlash. Some fuck shit is going to happen, like Drew McIntyre is going to cost them. Let's say some shit like Gunther pins Drew. Sheamus is going to be like, well, you didn't pin me. And that's when backlash comes. So Gunther is going to.
Okay. So I'm going with Sheamus. And oh, yeah. I'm going with Sheamus. I really love Gunther and his entrance and Imperium in general and all of it. He has brought prestige back to the IC title. He takes it so seriously and holds it in high regard. But what I could see happening is Drew hits Gunther with a Claymore, but then he gets hit with a bro kick from Sheamus, and then Sheamus goes for the pin and hits Gunther 1-2-3, and he becomes Grand Slam champ. Feel good moment. And then he got the, you know, the bruiserweights and everyone coming out, you know. Yeah. And then, you know, Drew McIntyre is like, you still my guy, raises his arm. Woo! Go Sheamus. That's what I think is going to happen. All right. Next up, we have Rhea Ripley versus the champion, the SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte. The roles are reversed from the last time that they faced each other at WrestleMania 36. Charlotte had won the Royal Rumble at that time, and Rhea was NXT champion. Charlotte got the win. And now Rhea is the Women's Royal Rumble winner, and Charlotte is the SmackDown Women's Champion. And if Rhea wins this one, she will become a Grand Slam champ. Rhea, just like how Finn needs the win, Rhea needs to be the first champion in Judgment Day. And she so needs this win. And honestly, this goes back to Rey winning, because this will shift Judgment Day over to SmackDown. And Rey can still, you know, fuck with his father. So I'm going to go with Rhea. Rhea needs this win. Charlotte don't. But this is how Charlotte ends up becoming like 25-time champion. But I'm going to go with Rhea. Max?
Rhea.
Oh, you love you some Rhea. Oh, I'm also going with Rhea because she's a Libra. Totally.
Now I want Charlotte to win.
Which one is it? Charlotte's birthday is coming up. Go Charlotte. Fonte, you got?
Rhea needs to win. This is Rhea's moment. Rhea's going to get it done.
Let's go, Rhea. All right.
It's going to be a real good match.
What'd you say?
It's going to be a great match.
I hope so, because last year, Charlotte versus Ronda was not good in my book. Okay. We have the Raw Women's Champion, the Raw Women's Championship match, Bianca Belair versus Asuka. I wish the buildup for this would have been better. So this is Bianca's third straight WrestleMania fighting for the women's championship, I believe. Yes, because it was Sasha, and then it was Becky, and now she's the champ. Bianca has been holding this title for a year. Come Saturday, Sunday, WrestleMania, that's when she won last year. I would love to see her take a break, but this feud hasn't done anything for her to really drop the belt. So I'm going to give it to Bianca to retain. Fonz?
Bianca is 2-0 in WrestleMania. She's won both of her Mania matches, one against Sasha, one against Becky. This match is going to go crazy. In my opinion, has the potential to be better than Charlotte and Rhea. Bianca's build to Sasha was horrible, a shitty build. They still went out there and put on an iconic match. I'm going to go with Bianca to retain her belt because she's 2-0 at Mania. I want to see her go to 3-0 and see if we could build like a woman type streak, make her Mrs. WrestleMania, the EST Mrs. WrestleMania.
I love that.
And her track record would, you know, be impeccable. You beat Sasha to win the belt at Mania. You beat Becky to win the belt at Mania. And then you beat Asuka to retain the belt at Mania.
And you know who she needs to, and she has beat all three of the horsewomen. Where'd you go?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. She has beat all three of the horsewomen except for Charlotte.
Yes, which we need to see.
Book it.
Champion versus champion to unite it.
No. There's not going to be any uniting. Rhea's going to win. Charlotte can float over to Raw, and she can start feuding with Bianca. Well, that's what can happen.
I got Bianca winning. Bianca. Shouts out to...
Let's keep these belts separate. I'm tired of combining.
Absolutely.
Why?
Unless they're bringing in a mid-card women's title, you have
the women,
to have.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. We could do that.
But I don't know
that's the only way. Yeah, that would be hard to
introduce.
It's not
fair. They'd
have to take. Yeah.
To me,
they don't even take the tag team championship seriously. So you're going to have the girls going for one title. And then if not, they're going to have to be a tag team that they don't even give a fuck about? No.
All right, listen, I get that. Reason why I'm saying that.
No, but then you could create a women's intercontinental or something.
Yes. That's a mid-card.
Yes, I said unless they're bringing in a mid-card title, they don't need to unify.
The reason why I say they should unify, I still have the old school mentality. Hey, everyone, there's one prize and that's it. Everyone fight for that one main prize. The NBA doesn't have two NBA titles that's 50-50. No, one. NFL doesn't have two titles. No, it's one. So why does WWE have two? Now, I get it that they're doing a lot of traveling, so I get that part. But I think everyone should fight real hard. That makes everybody, the best of everyone, come out to reach that ultimate goal. So that's why I say they should unify and should just have one and make everyone fight to the max. That makes the pen game, the mic game, and everything on point. You're selling yourself to the max.
I agree with what you're saying, but it's also like you give one title and then you take away opportunities because there's not enough storyline to go around. So with the amount of TV that they produce, they need two champions. I mean, I would be okay with if they had one world champion and a women's intercontinental champion. But from what I hear, I think they're going to look in the split in the men's championships again. So if you have the men's split, then you shouldn't combine the women. Just let's keep both of them separate.
No, I'm saying, hold on. I think we should just combine both, all of them, because, you know, this is better, you know? And we won't have people holding the title for 1,000 days, 765. It's, yo, 1 or 2 months with the title, 1 or 2 months, you host 1 or 2 main events, like, you know, the Backlash, the WrestleMania, then you give it up. Host 1 or 2.
I gotta stop you because Roman holding the title as long as he has is like next level. I don't think that they were expecting to do that with Roman. It has taken on a life of its own. And then you turn around and it's like, oh, dang, how time flies. Time has flown with Roman being the Universal Champion, now the undisputed WWE Universal Champion. So I don't think it's in the same breath to say, oh, let's have them just hold, because that's what they were doing before. And I think that they're going to get back to that. They just created something so special with Roman, but the plan is to separate it. And because you have 3 hours of TV on Monday, 2 hours of TV on Friday, when they're on the road, those shows are 2 hours. When they go overseas, they want to see the best of the best that you got. So I think that right now, I do think that if they're going to have Raw and SmackDown, they do need to go back to the definitive brand split. I think it's going to make things more clear and concise than people jumping over from show to show. Because jumping over from show to show goes to your point of, why are we doing this? Let's just have one thing. But because there's so much TV and there's a lot of people and they haven't gotten into a flow of rotating superstars to where it makes sense, leave things as is.
How about this? One more thing before I get out of here with this topic. Which title is the bigger one? The men's title. Which one is bigger? Or even the women one too, the SmackDown or the Raw?
It depends.
I
think that's going to be personal preference.
All right. Well, you tell me your preference. He'd say yes, and then we go from there.
The Raw Women's Championship is bigger to me because...
And that's men and women?
What?
Well, I'm saying
men. I'm saying the Raw Women's Championship because that's what it's only been called.
Okay, how about...
The men have either had WWE World Heavyweight or Universal.
Okay. So which one, now the men, which one title holds more prestige?
Just because of lineage, the WWE.
And which one is that? SmackDown, Raw.
It's been on both.
Well, which one is it at this moment?
It's on Roman.
But if you want me to answer your question for you, Max, I kind of agree with what you're saying. Not all the way, but when Roman had the Universal title, everyone knew that the WWE champ was number two to whatever Roman was doing. It wasn't on a playing field where the WWE champ was equal to Roman. When Bobby had the belt, that strap wasn't equal to Roman. When Drew had the belt, wasn't equal. When Big E had the belt, wasn't equal. You know? So for the last three, as long as Roman has held the Universal title has been the A championship.
So pretty much what you're saying, whoever's the hottest, the title should be on him. So Roman's being the hottest, the SmackDown title is the number one. Get rid of the other one.
They're not ever going to get rid of the WWE Championship. It's the WWE Championship.
Or just could make the Undisputed or something.
That's what they did.
One solid belt, not two different belts that could be split at the top of a dime.
Then we'll see what happens after Mania because Triple H has approved a new design. So we'll see.
Good job, Hunter. Love you, bro.
All right. For the storyline.
Also, Triple H, hold up one more thing, if I may. Triple H also wants two world champions. So good job, Hunter, on that.
Go, Hunter. And speaking of world champions, we know how Triple H loves the World Heavyweight Championship. He has an obsession with it.
Because that's the prestige.
Because that's the what?
That's the prestige title. That's...
Yeah, it's the beautiful gold title. WrestleMania Tag Team Championships are on the line.
The Usos. Can I go first?
Hold on. Let me set it up. The Usos, Jimmy and Jay, longest reigning Tag Team Champions of all time. You know, the brothers, the twins... From the womb to the tomb, taking on the reunited brothers of Kevin Owens and the man who has been having a hell of a year, Sami Zayn. Max, you want to go first?
Sami Zayn.
Oh, Kevin Owens and Sam.
They're going to win the title. The whole bloodline needs to just break up now.
Okay. Fonz.
Sami Zayn and KO. This match should main event night one. I think they earned it. Sammy's one of the hottest acts in wrestling. KO has a chance to become a back-to-back, you know, main eventer. He main evented last year with Stone Cold, main event this year with the Usos. And the Usos are one of the greatest tag teams of this generation. We've never seen a tag team match for the tag team titles main event WrestleMania. And we need to see a tag team match for the tag team championships main event. It's a great story. It'll end with Sammy and KO beating the Bloodline, beating the Usos to win the tag team championships.
All right. As much as I love the Bloodline and all the work they've been doing and this 3-year run of Roman Reigns as champion, I'm going to tie this into the main event match. The main event, which we know is going to be Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. And it's rare. It's so rare that I bet against the Bloodline. But what I could see happening is the Usos drop the title to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Roman drops the title to Cody Rhodes. Cody goes on to start defending both titles, or he relinquishes one, whichever. Because Cody would be the type of guy to do that, to give someone else an opportunity. Roman, it has been said that he's going to be taking
that a break. That would just make him seem like a dweeb.
I said I could see, let me finish, he's either going to defend both or he can relinquish one. Because he's a nice guy. He'll do like a battle royal or I don't know, do something for it. But anyway, that's what I could see as far as splitting the titles and dividing it and introducing the new design. Cody would be the one to introduce the new design. As for Roman, they said Roman's going to be taking a break after Mania. Imagine him taking a break, right? The Bloodline needs to completely be kaput with us seeing the final chapter of Roman versus Jey Uso. Period. I don't want to see Roman versus Solo. I don't need to see Jey and Jimmy fighting. I don't need to see Solo fighting his brothers. I need to see the person that Roman has been punking from the very beginning, which was main event Jey Uso, his right hand. So I'm going to go with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. As for Cody and Roman, I'm still on this 50-50. But I don't feel like they've been building Cody to lose. So on the tag team match, I'm sold on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn winning. But I'm gonna let y'all give y'all take and I'll come back to Roman. Oh God.
Excuse me, I'm back. So we're talking about the Roman right now?
Yeah, Roman and Cody.
I believe
I just gave a whole scenario of what could happen. So,
well, like you said, Roman's gonna take a break. There's this 10% chance that Roman could win.
10%?
Yes, it's very low. Reason why I see 10, because this could go to Backlash. Then he could set off, because that would be after Gemini season and everything like that. He could, where's Backlash?
Backlash is next month.
Oh, it's built up to Gemini season. So he can drop it then, and then he could enjoy his birthday on the beach somewhere.
Sidebar, the only reason where I could see Roman not losing at Mania and dropping at Backlash is because this event is not going to be here. It's going to be in Puerto Rico. And because they're going to give a lot of shine to that being an event in another territory, I could definitely, and Bad Bunny being there, I could see Roman winning at Mania as well. So that's why I'm still torn. Fonz.
As of Wednesday, March 29th. I'm still torn.
At 7:15.
I'm still torn. I reserve the right to change this pick anywhere from now until WrestleMania, until Saturday night when night one begins. I just want to clarify that. But as of this podcast right now, my heart is torn. It's an unpredictable main event. Last year, I knew Roman was going to beat Brock. We knew that was happening. This year, I'm going to go out on a limb because I've been going Roman for most of this time. I'm going to go just like what you said. Look here, they ain't been building Cody up this long and this much for him to lose at Mania. I'm going to go with Cody's going to defeat Roman to become, you know, the undisputed champ.
You went, who are you going for?
My whole case is saying Cody. All
right.
Well, and I've never gone against Roman.
This is the first time that I'm rooting for Roman.
You didn't say, you said Cody.
No, I said no. Roman's going to win now and lose it in Backlash.
Didn't you just say Cody?
No, he said Roman only had a 10% chance of winning.
Yes, he has a 10% chance to win. So I'm going with him, and he's going to lose it in Backlash, then disappear in Backlash. He's going to disappear after Backlash.
I'm with Fonz on this whole.
To be honest with you, I don't think it makes much sense for Roman to lose it at Backlash. If Roman wins at Mania, he needs to keep it until he reaches 1,000 days of champ as champ.
I thought this was 1,000.
No. That's why they're saying he can't lose it because he's too close to 1,000.
Oh, when is 1,000?
I don't know.
Let's see. Backlash should
May
be
27th, I believe.
What'd you say?
May 27th.
Oh, his birthday?
May 27th is 1,000.
Oh, his birthday.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
That's even worse.
So when is Backlash?
Next month.
Okay. We know the next month. What's the date?
I don't know. But I mean, next month, as in April. He's born in May. What does that have to do with 1,000 days?
So you can drop it.
Exactly.
No,
the thing with Roman losing at Backlash, you know Roman don't show up to stuff like that. That's like a little baby.
But it's in Puerto Rico. This is a different
audience. That's what I'm saying. The location.
I think Roman's going to drop the strap and take a break for a minute, and then when he comes back, we're gonna see the end of the bloodline, his anger towards Jay. Just like you said, yeah. We need to get a blow off Roman versus Jay.
Yeah.
And I want to see this Roman Reigns that he is now. I want to see how dangerous he can be when he has nothing, when he loses his family, when he loses his belts. Like, what is this Roman character with nothing? We've only seen him with everything. What is he when he has nothing? And Roman, from this point forward, if he drops the belts, I believe, he becomes an attraction. Like a match with Roman at a big pay-per-view becomes like a match with Brock Lesnar or a match with Cena, because he's not going to do this all the time. He's already cut back. So, you know, I want to see what the end of Roman looks like.
Yeah, this is so, okay. It's so up in the air. This is so many factors that could kick in. But like I said, if Roman loses and disappears, the bloodline's done.
No, it's not.
There's so many.
The bloodline is not done until Roman says it's done.
But that could be Jay saying, yo, this shit is stupid. Let's go back. Jay's not Usos. No. We're brothers.
They've always been the Usos. And in that family, when it comes to respect, they're never going to disrespect him like that. They're never going to do that.
Just like Dominic's disrespecting his
father. No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. They have still held him in such high regard, which is why they fell in line, because they view him as like an uncle.
In
their family, that's how it falls.
They beat their ass. You ever
anyway,
a
I think
like,
that
yo,
it's
I
too,
gotta beat your ass, then you get in line. It wasn't just
I think that Jay could very well be going on the individual run and taking over Roman. I don't think Jimmy is ever, and if you look at all the hints that they've been showing, they're all gonna turn on Roman. Solo's just waiting. He's just waiting. Solo and Roman ain't even that close. He grew up with the Usos, not with Solo.
So he'll give the thumb to Roman's throat.
For sure.
They will jump him. He will
for sure
ice it on the cake.
For sure. For sure. I could see them jumping him. It's when the bloodline disintegrates, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be crazy. Like Fon said, picture Roman without anything. If you look back at when he was fighting Jay and how he was kicking his ass and how you could hear everything he was saying, and Jimmy had to throw in the towel for his brother. Oh, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy when they finally break down. Where the hell is Paul Heyman going to go? Who's he going to stand
Paul,
with?
Paul Heyman's going to just disappear.
All right. But those are our predictions. So, last three questions. What match are you most looking forward to? Fonz.
I'm most looking forward to the main event, as it should be. You know, I think it's going to be a great match. I'm really excited because this is one of those, the last two main events of, you know, night two that Roman has went into. I went into them with little to no doubt that he would retain his belt. This is the one where I'm like, you know what? This is the time where Roman gets got. He's going to lose his belts. So I'm most looking forward to the main event. I think Cody and Roman can put on a phenomenal match. You know, I think it's going to be a good Mania, and I'm really, really looking forward to, you know, what this night becomes. And I think it's going to be one of the best Manias that we've seen in a long time, you know. And I'm excited for Roman versus, you know, Cody.
I mean, this is Hunter's first WrestleMania as head of creative.
Well, Vince's.
Despite Geppetto and Pinocchio and everything, known as Vince McMahon, I am really excited. I love what they've been doing with the Bloodline, and it's been chef's kiss, the story that they have been telling for the past 3 years, and the layers that they keep adding to it to keep invigorating life into a storyline that could have easily ended at so many points in time. So I'm very excited for the main event. I'm also excited to see what's going to happen with the Usos. The Usos have gone from being on the pre-show as tag team champions to very well main eventing night one. And they are so deserving. They have both been working their asses off. Shout out to Sami Zayn for getting his moment. It's like all the work of the past year culminates at WrestleMania. And the Bloodline should main event both nights, and I'm excited to see what they can do.
I don't give a fuck about none of these matches in the sense of I'm looking forward. But if I had to pick one, because honestly, this is going to be a great event both days. So I don't really care about picking one, but if I have to, it'd be Rhea.
Rhea! Wild card. People really like her, huh?
It's her moment to take out Charlotte. That's Rhea, so powerful. Now to take out one of the powerfulest ones, it's like you're showing your dominance. And for her to be the only person in Judgment Day to have a title, that they have to make the Judgment Day that team by now forcing everybody else to get a title. And that Judgment Day should super rise to the occasion because everybody's birthday will be coming up soon. And if Roman does lose, take the abuse. Oh, yeah, take the abuse. Jay and them will have to cost him the title. That's when he attacks all of them later on in Backlash and all that, where he could set off.
I think it's going to be too soon.
We don't know. Y'all try to make Trish status a heel after 3 weeks on Raw.
Because this is the time that you start building up for SummerSlam.
No, we're not making her the heel. WWE is making her.
I didn't say that she's gonna go heel.
We wouldn't know that she was going heel. We didn't. We wouldn't.
But they said it.
We wouldn't know. Wouldn't know that she was going heel. The internet is saying that she's going hell.
No, I get that, but y'all making our fans possibly believe.
I said reports. I didn't say Lakia.
Now, I get it. My imagination just runs wild. I believe the Bloodline should cost Roman the title and then forget the.
Well, the Usos, I don't think the Usos are going to be out there.
That's what. Wait, do you still have Solo?
Solo just be chilling.
But that's the point. That's how I believe.
Do I think that it's going to be a little bit crazy? Is it going to be a clear one-on-one? Probably not.
Because let's say this. That could be Cody saying, you see, you weren't ready. And now him attacking him is like, you were ready to take initiative to be that one, that killer. You have to kill the biggest dog in the yard.
I think that Solo's going to have a big role when it does come to the killing of the bloodline.
We'll see.
Fonzie still there? Okay.
All right, y'all.
Well, you say you had three questions.
It was the least favorite.
Oh, the least favorite.
I don't care about Brock and Omos.
That's Brock and Omos. Oh, no.
Brock and Omos.
Wait, are we using all three companies? SmackDown, NXT, and Raw?
No, just the main event.
Okay, I was going to go to NXT.
Matter of fact, I don't really care for the women's showcase tag team.
Yeah, I was about
to say. Okay, hold on. Pre-show matches aside.
The women matches are
pre-show matches aside.
I've already told y'all that there's no pre-show.
It's $2. Was it $2 or $10? Yeah, I agreed upon.
We're doing $2 because it's two matches. $2. You heard it here first. $2.
I don't care about the six women tag team title just because there's nothing.
Just pick one.
I'm picking that one. No
okay. Titles. Brock and Omos, I don't care about. I don't care at all. And then what do you think is going to be the match of the weekend?
What?
Match triple of the weekend. Threat. The triple threat. Gunther, Drew McIntyre, and Sheamus. Okay.
Oh. I believe the... It's we're only sticking with two of them, right? Not three companies.
Just
Raw, SmackDown.
Yeah.
Cause I was gonna say the Ron Breaker, the NXT title. That's probably that's gonna blow everyone's mind. I see that one. Uh-huh. But if we're sticking to the main roster, what title or what? I think the Usos.
Not title.
I think the Uso match is gonna be the one talked about the most, just because of Kevin Owens and.
Okay.
Sammy coming back. That's going to be the one that's highlighted the most.
I'm very excited. I'm very, very
excited. I'm really excited for that match. I'm excited for that one.
And who you got, Fonz?
He said the triple threat.
Oh, he said triple threat. You picked.
Triple threat, yeah.
What did you pick?
You're the winner. I'm still going with Roman and Cody.
It's like they built Cody to win it so much, so for him to... be the greatest match out of all of them. It's like expected that. It's like we're numb to it. Okay, but there you go.
Could be the match of the night. All right, realistically though, the Usos are a close second. But yeah, that is it for our WrestleMania Super Show. We'll have to come back
next hour. Monday next week we'll drop some.
When we come back. I'm going to pop my shit because I'm going to have a W, and that's going to be me shitting on all of you. All of you.
All right. Thank you for tuning in.
Fuck the Giants.
Can I leave?
You can leave.
I can't hear. Okay. End recording.
Stay tuned to the Half Right Podcast.